The sensation of apprehension, of cold malice, didn't lessen, even as they continued to find nothing in tomb after tomb. One or two of them had been broken into, but robbers, incredibly stupid or incredibly brave, Ben thought, had been there long before. All that remained was scattered coins, utensils, and the bones of the hapless beings that had been condemned to death simply to honor the dead Dark Lord. The tombs themselves were empty and covered with cobwebs. Ben stepped gladly out of the shadows into the sunlight, feeble as it was, as they moved on to the next tomb.
"Dad," he ventured, "I'm starting to think we're going to come up empty-handed."
"I think Ben's right," Jaina said. "So far we've found zilch. This is starting to feel like one big waste of time."
"Korriban is but one of many places with Sith history," Luke reminded them. "It was a good idea to start looking here. But I agree that it's looking more and more like we're hunting in the wrong place."
He glanced meaningfully over at Vistara, who either by accident or design missed the look.
"If we..." The sudden surge in dark side energy crashed on them like an unexpected wave. Anger, outrage, hatred, and murderous intent buffeted them. The feeling in the force was echoed by a hair-raising, howling sound that seemed to come from all directions at once. The shadows cast by the looming figures of beings long dead seemed to come to life. But Ben realized almost immediately what the dark, uncannily fast creatures with glowing red eyes, three rows of teeth from which droplets of slaver fell, and strange wing-like extensions had to be. They had disturbed the guardians of the tombs, who were now descending, more than a dozen of them, with a single driving thought. Kill the intruders. And the Sith hounds would. Ben realized that almost at once. There were simply too many of them, and they were too strong with the dark side of the Force. Ben had faced death before, and a peculiar calmness descended on him. He lifted his lightsaber, fixed his gaze with that of the leader, and prepared to slay as many of them as he could before the inevitable. The sudden, absurd thought came to him that they were much, much bigger than he had expected them to be. What happened next stunned him. Instead of lifting her lightsaber to do battle, Vistara extinguished the red blade. To Ben's shock, she began to run toward the dark blue and black wave of Tukata. Her brown hair flying, Vistara lifted her hand and cried out a single word sharply. "Urka!" The creatures skidded to a halt, almost as if physically struck by the word, one of them falling gracelessly over its own feet as it tried to stop too quickly.
"Vistara, what?"
Ben began. She shot him a sharp look of warning, and he fell silent, glancing over at his dad and Jaina. They too had paused, like the Tukata, but were ready to spring into action in a heartbeat.